saying Christians can be possessed by demons. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying this pictures a person who doesn't know God's victory and Satan is having his way in his life. That's all that I'm saying. Now, I suppose that I've read as many books on sanctification and victory and the overcoming life as the average Christian has. And maybe I've read several more books than the average Christian has. Because I set my heart to know the Lord, and I wanted victory in my heart. I did not want to be a hypocrite. I did not want to fake it. I wanted to know the secret of the victorious life. And so I began to read all these books on the abundant life and the secrets of victory and all that kind of thing. Now, as I discuss the miracle of victory, I want you to pray for me in your heart, because I always seem to have the same problem when I touch on this particular point, and that is I know in my heart what I want to say, but it never comes out right. And every time I've tried to communicate it, people have been puzzled. And so just pray that the Lord will get you beyond my word. I'm going to say it as clear as I know how to say it. And I've come too far and I've been too close to death to play games. I'm not playing games. I want to tell you what I've discovered to be the truth with the light I have. Now, tomorrow I might get more light, but I'm going to just share my heart. Let me try to explain the miracle of victory over indwelling sin. God's provision for that situation. And I'm going to start with the obvious. And I don't think I have to argue this point in this room. There's no victory over indwelling sin by outward works. Now see, we know that. And I don't think I have to try to prove that. And so I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that point. There's no power over sin because I read my Bible. Or because I pray. Or because I go to church. Or because I take communion, or because I fast, or because I tithe. I think we all know that much. Now, in my quest for victory, when all of that didn't work, trying external things that God's going to be impressed, if I get up earlier, if I study more, if I memorize scripture, I was amazed. God wasn't impressed with that. And it didn't help me at all in my victory over sin. I began to read a group of Christian authors that have become known as mystics. I don't know if you're familiar with the mystics, but they are on the internal, and they talk about all these great spiritual things. Now, I don't want to judge any individual mystic, so I won't call their name. I would certainly recommend their books with great caution, and a little more caution than you give to any uninspired work. No matter who it is, you got to have cost, because it's written by a human being. But what I fell into from their writings was very subtle. I thought I was on the right track. I thought I was learning some deep principle, because they took a rugged stand against outward works. It's not by words. It's not legalism. It's not rules. It's not regulation. Well, I already knew that, and I was still screaming out in the tomb, running around naked in the flesh, trying to have some kind of victory. But what they did was they introduced me to a set of inward works. They're still works, but they're inward works. And they said, if you want victory, then you need to get into meditation. Well, see, that didn't sound like a work, because that's inside. So I began to get into meditation, and then they had what they called inward prayer, and committing the Bible to your memory. And then God can bring it out from your memory. And faith and total surrender and so on. And then they got into rebuke Satan. And just come up to that sin and just rebuke it in the name of the Lord. And look for this gift. Be baptized with the Spirit and get the second blessing and all that kind of thing. It was works. It's the same thing as outward works, only it's inward works, and it's more dangerous because it's more subtle. Because now, because it's inward works, you don't think that it's works. There is no victory by outward works, and there's no connection, but let me stress it again. See, the mystics told me that victory was very simple. Have pure motives and die to yourself. Well, there you go. How about that for a formula? Have pure motives. In other words, when you come to the Lord, be sincere and come in love and come in humility and have a spirit of worship and gratitude. Be thankful for all He's done. And then die to yourself. And they tell me to empty yourself. You ever try to empty yourself in order to be full? If you want to know the fullness of the God, of the Lord, you got to come empty. Well, then you try to empty yourself. It doesn't work. I tried that. So outward works don't work and inward works don't work. Now, I don't make it a secret that I believe in pure grace. I hope you've picked that up through the years. I believe in the pure grace of God. I don't only call myself a Christian. I call myself a new covenant Christian. I believe in the grace of God. I know a little about what it means to identify with Christ, to trust the grace of God, to reckon myself dead indeed unto sin, and apply the unconditional covenant of pure grace. Now here's the part that I always get my tang all tangled in my moof. I can't communicate this, so pray that God will get this out. I believe in the grace of God, but in my quest for victory over sin, I made the grace of God a work. I made the grace of God a work. And I thought, well, I'll just picture myself in heavenly places in Christ. I'll identify with Him. I'm co-crucified. He was crucified. I'm crucified with Him. If I can imagine in my mind that I am seated with Christ in the heavenly place, I'll have victory. It didn't work. So I said, all right, I'll claim the new covenant. And I came before the Lord. I said, Lord, I know there's nothing in me. There's no power in me. It's nothing I have. It's nothing I can do. You are the only one that can give me victory. I believe in grace. And I claim your grace right now. Didn't work. It didn't work. I came by the grace of God. And I said, all right, Lord, you're my high priest. You're ascended to the right hand of God. You're interceding for me. And right now, I rely on the prayers of my heavenly Melchizedek. It didn't work. And I'd say, well, it just didn't work for you. But that's the way to go. That it's going to work for somebody else. If you fast, if you pray, if you beg, if you trust, if you apply spiritual discipline, if you claim victory, if you resist the devil, if you die to self, will you have victory over sin? And I'm trying to tell you. Now, you don't have, you'll find out your own self. I don't know if you've ever wanted it. There was one sin in my life. I won't tell you what it is. I don't want Lillian to know. I'll tell you, it was not months. For years, I asked for deliverance, and I had none. And I thought if I would reckon myself alive to God and dead in sin, if I surrendered myself as a living sacrifice, if I identified with the Lord Jesus, if I claimed my co-crucifixion with Him, if I acknowledged the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit, if I repudiated law and works, I thought I would have victory. And I'm telling you honestly before God, I did that. As far as I know, I did it right. And it didn't work. You know, there was one point I almost gave up teaching, almost gave up the ministry, because I didn't want to be a hypocrite. And I'm telling people that there's victory in the Lord. And I was like this guy, you know, in the secret place. I was in the tomb. And you might have looked at me and said, oh, what a godly person. But I knew I was running around naked, and I didn't have that victory. And I was trying, I felt like the dirtiest guy on the whole planet, because I was handling this truth, and I did not know the victory of the Lord. And I needed to be healed. I had no power over the flesh whatsoever. Now, let me tell you how the Lord gave me victory. And this is the part, may God communicate it to your heart. The only deliverance for the unhealthy Christian is that the Lord Jesus better come into your neighborhood and do a work. If he doesn't come into your neighborhood and do a work, it's not going to be done. And until he does, you're going to be just like this guy. Don't be surprised when I tell you that as a formula, faith doesn't work and repentance doesn't work and identification doesn't work and the baptism of the Holy Spirit doesn't work. Not as a formula. Until God has mercy. I remember when I got so frustrated, I said, Lord, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I've come by faith. I reject law. I want to be co-crucified. I identified. I did everything. It doesn't work. I said, Lord, have mercy. I gave up. And he gave me victory. If you come with grace, see, he's not going to give glory to another. He's not even going to give glory to grace. It's not because you do something right. It's because he has mercy. And as long as I'm trusting grace and trusting the new covenant and trusting faith and trusting surrender, he's not going to give victory. It comes to the place where it doesn't work, nothing works. Then he gives victory. And now, what can I do? All I can say is praise God. And someone comes along and says, wow, I've been having trouble in that area. How'd you have victory? Was it faith? I said, no, that didn't work. Was it prayer? No, that didn't work either. Was it fasting? What was it that gave you victory? It was Jesus. He had mercy when nothing else worked. Say, well, how long do you have to cry out for mercy? Till he gives it. Because if he doesn't give it, you don't have it. And so I just tried all of those things, prayer and surrender and reckoning and fasting and identification and believing and all of that. And then I just said, Lord, I just give up. Well, see, that's what happened when I first got saved. I just came. I just said, Lord, I have nothing. And God said, finally. All right, now. See, we get to studying all of this stuff. And it's so rich and it's so wonderful. And we begin to trust in that instead of in him. And until it's him, there will be no victory. I want you to listen to Mark 5, 14 and 15, please.
And the herdsmen ran away and reported it in the city and out in the country. And the people came to see what it was that had happened. And they came to Jesus and observed the man who had been demon-possessed sitting down, clothed, and in his right mind, the very man who had the legion. And they became frightened.
That expression in chapter 5 and verse 15, and they found the man clothed and in his right mind, fellowshipping with Jesus. What a big, from what the description we read, he's no longer naked, he's not running around in the flesh. I guess what I'm, the burden that I'm having is to say, don't let unhealthy Christians rob you of what God promises for your victory. There is victory. God says sin will not have dominion over you. And I think one reason he let me go through that terrible struggle for those years was to finally come to this place where I was just cast on the mercy of God. If someone hasn't experienced that, then they're going to tell you something like this. There's no victory in this life. You'll always have struggle. Sometime you'll be up, sometime you'll be down. Sometime you'll have victory, sometime you won't. God will maybe deliver you, maybe he won't. I wanted a message where I could tell that brother, that sister, who was addicted to internet pornography, that there was hope for them. I wanted to be able to say, there is deliverance for that short fuse. And there is deliverance for that anxiety. And there is deliverance for that proud heart. And there is deliverance for materialism. And there is deliverance for laziness and for covetousness and for lying and for the foul mouth and for any kind of addiction. That you don't have to have that bitter struggle every day. That God will take the desire away and give you victory. There is victory. And now, after these years, I can tell you that. Now, I don't know if I have communicated it, but I can tell you that. There is victory in Christ. And it's by the mercy of God. It's a miracle of God. And when you stop trusting everything and cry out for mercy, God will give you that victory. If you don't have victory like that, you're sick. And that's the victory He wants to give everyone. And so it's not a formula. There's not some kind of recipe. I'm just saying that God will wait. Now, do we say throw out the means? And don't read your Bible and don't pray and don't meditate? And don't. I'm not saying throw out the means. God uses means. Don't trust me. Don't trust me. It's the Lord Himself. And when He comes into your neighborhood, you're delivered. Then you're clothed. You're in your right mind. You're fellowshipping with Him. And if you don't know that kind of victory, and I promise you, even as a believer, a teacher of the Word, years and years I did not know that kind of thing. And I'm starting to know it now. And it's awesome. And so, there's victory. Are you healthy? Now, I was going to introduce the next miracle, but I got to labor in that. So I think we'll leave it there and then we'll pick up the next miracle. I guess I'm going to open it because this has been such a change in my life. Is there any comments or questions? Somebody has. Not that I can answer any questions, but Dick is here.
Hallelujah.
The only concern, yeah, hallelujah. I had surgery 72 hours ago, and I'm sitting here. So praise the Lord. The only concern I had as we were going through that was the fact that that person was demon-possessed. I don't believe I can be demon-possessed.
And I don't believe you can either. I think that's just a graphic way to say that it's not the Lord who's controlling, but somebody else. No, I agree. I don't believe a Christian can be demon. Tell us. Father, thank you so much for the healthy life. Thank you that we can be clean. Thank you by your miracle we can obey you. Thank you by your resurrection life we can serve. Thank you that while the storm rages, we can be at rest. Thank you that we don't have to run around naked and live in the tombs, live in torment, trying to subdue ourselves, and trusting others to chain us down. But there is victory. We can fellowship with you because of your grace and your mercy, clothed and in our right mind. Lord, as we go through these miracles, will you please help us to understand the provision you've made for us.